Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this Sabbath, August 2nd, 2025. This is our lesson 440 of our chapter 86 entitled, Go Teach All Nations, but this is our part 6. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And dear Brother Dick, even though your voice is thick, it still sounds very well. We're going to ask you once more to share the tiny top hymn to a theme entitled Peace, Perfect Peace.
Well, Rose, I'll tell you, my voice sounds better even to me today. I don't know. That's just my version of it. If it's low, it's good. If it's too high, I sound like Ganundai Appan. I don't care for that. Peace, perfect peace. In this dark world of sin, the blood of Jesus whispers peace within. Peace, perfect peace. By thronging duties pressed to do the will of Jesus, this is rest. Peace, perfect peace, with loved ones far away. In Jesus' keeping we are safe and they. Peace, perfect peace, our future all unknown. Jesus we know and he is on the
Amen. Welcome to all the precious family that are coming in. We are going to ask the little tiny ones, by the help of parents or elder siblings, to open their study with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear one.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. Please look at the Sabbath day. Keep it holy, 6 days shall I labor and do all thy work in the soul, and this is the Sabbath of the Lord. We predict of you that's in the Sabbath, but that's not in the Sabbath. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It is story time for our precious tiny little ones. So let's have a listening ear for our dear brother. We'll continue with part 3 of our chapter 26 entitled, He is Risen. In our storybook, the story of Jesus.
All right. Oh, my, the lightning's flashing even on the screen. The Bible verses for our lesson this morning are taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 28, and Revelation 16. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door of Jesus' tomb, and sat upon it. Wonder why he did that. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake, and so great. Wow. Live pictures today. Jesus came forth with the tread of a conqueror. As at his presence the earth reeled, the lightnings flashed, and the thunder rolled. Rose, you just lack background sound. An earthquake marked the hour when Christ laid down his life. An earthquake also witnessed the moment when he took it up in triumph. And you know, earthquakes are going to mark out happenings in the future, and when those earthquakes happen, something in prophecy is being fulfilled. I'm not sure whether the Hawaiian earthquake or the Alaskan earthquake qualify, but when the Lord rises to shake the earth, we'll all feel it. Satan was briefly angry, bitterly angry, that his angels had fled at the approach of the heavenly messengers. You have to wonder where he was. He had dared to hope that Christ would not take up his life again, and the plan of redemption was to fail. But as he saw the Savior come forth from the tomb in triumph, all hope was lost. Satan now knew that his kingdom would have an end, and that he must finally be destroyed. This is taken from the story of Jesus, page 155 and 156.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Next Sabbath, we will be reviewing a third part of our lesson entitled, He's Risen, in our Tiny Tot Lesson Book, The Story of Jesus, and that will take place August 9, 2025. Thank you so much, dear brother. It is time for our Tiny Tots and parents to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. We are still in our topic, Mamas of the Bible, and we are going to hand it to our dear brother Josh, and let's have our listening ears, dear ones.
One second. God blessings, everyone. Here's today's lesson concerning mammals of the Bible. Our Bible verse for our lesson in our topic, Mammals of the Bible, taken from FBL Year 2, Quarter 4, Lesson 7, Jesus Calms the Storm. And we read from Mark Chapter 5, Verses 17 to 20. And they say, and they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was coming to the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with them. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but say that to him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. He departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. And all men did marvel. We'll be reading on the final lesson in the lessons concerning whales. It is number 6. It's dolphins and whales. And the memory verse for today's study is Mark 7:31. And it says, and again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And the character quality for the entire story is obedience versus willfulness. Obedience is compliance with God's commands done quickly and cheerfully. Nature, dolphins, and whales. Whales live in groups called herds, pods, or schools. But they're mainly called all pods. Anyway, whales with teeth are more organized in groups than baleen whales. Some types of dolphins swim in herds of 100 to 1,000. Dolphins are very friendly and smart mammals. They can be trained by a man to do many things, even to throw and catch frisbees and carry people on their backs. They make up their own games and especially like puzzles. Dolphins are not easily fooled. One time, a man wanted to film a movie about a dolphin rescuing a man. He asked his friend to jump into a pool with a trained dolphin named Sissy. The man jumped in and acted like he was drowning. Sissy quickly swam over to help him and pushed him to the side of the pool where he was safe. But the man who was filming had forgotten to take the cap off the camera lens, so he asked his friend to jump in again. His friend did and pretended once more to be in trouble. But this time, Sissy just swam over to him and spanked him with her flipper. Do you think that spanking was her way of trying to teach him obedience to the commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness? Exodus 20:16. Often, dolphins are part of the show at public oceanariums, like SeaWorld, for example. People enjoy watching them obey commands and do tricks. There were three dolphins at a national aquarium in Maryland that developed ulcers because their tanks did not allow room enough for them to get away from it all. There was no place to escape from the constant stream of people who enjoyed watching them. These dolphins teach us that when we disobey the rules of healthy, non-stressful living, we will suffer the consequence. After all, even Jesus occasionally needed a break from the crowds, and therefore he determined to seek retirement in some solitary place across the lake. The Desire of Ages, page 233. And over here on our left, we see pictures of bottlenose and Atlantic spotted dolphins. And even in the letter D, which the word dolphin starts with. God gave the dolphins a permanent smile. It can remind us how happy we will be when we are as obedient to God's law as the lovable dolphins are. One of the most famous love affairs between dolphins and people is the story of Opo, a female who appeared in New Zealand harbor in 1905. There, she followed boats around the harbor and later visited the beach near Okanagan. She enjoyed it swimming and playing with the bathers, especially children with whom she played ball and to whom she gave horsey rides. Dolphins and larger whales get along well with one another. A whale and a dolphin lived in adjoining tanks at an aquarium. They liked to swim together, so when no humans were nearby, the whale would move the barrier between the two tanks so the dolphin could leap over it and join them. The whale seemed to sense his behavior was illegal because he would only do it when no one was around. It could remind us how the demoniacs wanted to travel with Jesus. Some baleen whales, like the blue whale, live in a family group. The family consists of a bull or a male, a cow or female, and one or two offspring or calves. Baleen whales will gather in large groups for feeding. Humpback whales migrate in groups with mothers and their young, then males and non-pregnant females next, and last, pregnant females. Each obey the laws of nature as to where they are to be. Remember, whales communicate with one another by sound. Scientists do not know what information whales communicate. God, their creator, knows. Someday in heaven, he will reveal these secrets to us. Most types of whales migrate between the polar and tropical regions. The cold waters of the Arctic and Antarctic are full of plankton. The summer is spent in these areas feeding and storing a reserve of blubber. Here, the whales can find plenty of plankton to eat, which are very tiny sea animals. It is interesting that the world's largest animals feed on the world's smallest animals. So it is in our lives. The greatest are dependent on the services of the least. When winter comes and polar waters freeze over, the whales move to warmer waters near the equator. There, they mate, and females already pregnant give birth. The warm waters are a perfect place for babies without a thick layer of blubber. Here, the whales usually live off their blubber as there is not so much such food. This reminds us of the demoniacs who had not had much spiritual food available, so they used what they had seen and heard. Some whales do not migrate, like the toothed whales, while the gray whales and humpback whales make very long migrations. Gray whales travel from Arctic waters to the coast of Southern California, which is 12,400 miles, or 19,964 kilometers. They come to Baja California because the lagoons of shallow water make a nice, safe baby pool for their nearly blubberless calves. The higher concentration of salts in the water make it easier for the newborns to swim. Those who have visited one of the lagoons said the whales there enjoyed having their heads patted. They would go under the boat and seem to express joy by blowing bubbles all around it and sometimes lift it gently with their tails. The only thing the people had to be careful of was not to get their boat between a cow and a calf. The way the whales seem to enjoy company of people visiting the lagoon shows how the demoniacs enjoy Jesus' presence. The lifespan of a whale can be from 15 years to 60 or more years. Whales have hardly any enemies except man, so most die of natural causes if they are not killed by man. A man is an enemy to the whales, so most men are enemies of God. God desires to draw all men to himself as he drew the two demoniacs to be clean, obedient, and to follow and serve him. And here in the mind, things you can do while you remember today's lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. Two, on a cold day, we have to shovel snow in winter or carry wood through a cold rainstorm. Remember where many whales feed. Remember how Jesus received a cool reception from the Gadarenes. Three, when you are hungry and it's not mealtime yet, be reminded of how the whales live off their own fat when there is not enough food around. Four, remember the permanent smile of the dolphins and be cheerful. Five, when you feel like going for a walk with someone in your family, remember how whales and dolphins like to swim along together and how the demoniacs wanted to be with Jesus. And here in reinforced activities you can do to help you remember today's lesson. One, look for mammals like whales and dolphins. Best. Use your guidebook to identify them. Two, look at a globe or map and see where many whales feed and where they have their young. Three, also look on a Bible map and find the country of the Gadarene. Four, for individual activities, stories, and poems, use the booklet entitled Children's Bible Activities, Stories, and Poems for this quarter. Five, say your memory verse. Remarkable parent food. And again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. Mark 7:31. It was in the region of Decapolis that the demoniacs of Gergesa had been healed. Here, the people, alarmed at the destruction of the swine, had constrained Jesus to depart from among them. But they had listened to the messengers he left behind, and a desire was aroused to see him. As he came again to that region, a crowd gathered about him, and a deaf, stammering man was brought to him. Jesus did not, according to his custom, or the man by a word only. Taking him apart from the multitude, he put his fingers in his ears and touched his tongue. Looking up to heaven, he sighed at thought of the ears that would not be open to the truth, the tongues that refused to acknowledge the Redeemer. At the word be opened, the man's speech was restored, and disregarding the command to tell no man, he published abroad the story of his cure. The Desire of Ages, page 404. What can we learn from our nature walks experience, dear ones? Let's use our listening ears, little ones. Our first we have from our dear Cecil Famishing Captures of Nature. In all three of these pictures, it says the wild blackberry is officially known as Rubus fruticosus and is a genus of the rose family, or Rosaceae. And here, where the blackberry bush has white flowers all around. Here continue the sightings of one of God's main creatures, also from the Cecil family, a chipmunk who thinks he's a bird. He eats the bird seed daily. You receive two pictures of the chipmunk eating all the seeds out of a bird feeder. You can see how it climbs heights to the bird feeder. Continue with a herd of cows enjoying their grazing in the green fields and cows in the open field. We see them everywhere in it. We will end our dear Cecil's family with more elk sightings. You see that same in the dry grass.
That's not an alpaca?
That's an elk. All alpacas live in South Korea.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we'll end our dear sister Mariela's sunset sign captured. It's right down on that road while driving through this block of New York. And I will return the mic back to Mom now.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. And remember, little ones, this perfect peace in this dark world of sin, the blood of Jesus whispers in peace within. Peace, perfect peace, I feel shall unknown. Jesus, we know and He is all. Welcome to all of dear family that are coming in, and those that already have been in, and those on other devices and later on recording. Our opening song is a hymn of our theme entitled, Before the Throne of God Above. You can find it in the hymn book 283. If you would like to share the hymn with us, dear ones, may you unmute your mic to do so. Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea. A great high priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands. My name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me this depart. No tongue can bid me this depart. When Satan tempts me to despair and tell me of the guilt within, upward I look and see him there who made an end of all my sins. Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is held it free. For God the just is satisfied to look at him and pardon me. To look on him and pardon me. Behold him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect spotless righteousness, the great unchangeable I am, the King of glory and of grace. One with himself I cannot die. My soul is purchased by his blood. My life is hid with Christ on high, with Christ my Savior and my God, with Christ my Savior and my God. I just have to say, I really love this song. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the precious family that are coming in. We are going to ask one of the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, so even our guests to open our family meeting with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Have a blessing, everybody. Thank you, God, for this morning, and please protect us. Please protect, that we're going to be learning. Please protect the people who didn't be here, people who could be here. Please protect the family who couldn't be here, just because the family that could be here. Please protect everybody that I know. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear ones. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 19, from the King James Version, and it reads, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and those listening in a later recording, we will continue with part 6 of our lesson entitled "Go Teach All Nations" of our study book, The Desire Pages. Who would like to take the following verses, dear one? May you unmute your mic to do so.
Matthew 28, verse 20, King James Version. "But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not once ye are depart from me, ye all ye workers of
iniquity. Luke chapter 13, verse 27. "But ye shall say, I tell you, I know you not." "I know ye not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity."
Luke 19, verse 10, King James Version. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Matthew 22, verse 37, King James Version. "Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind." Matthew 22, verse 39, King James Version. "And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself."
Some blessings.
Matthew
22:40. "On these two commandments hang all the law and the
prophets." Amen. Thank you so much, dear ones. That particular verse will be corrected under Luke 13:27. Welcome to all the precious family. We will cover pages 825 to 826. We are in the Desire Ages, page 825. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Continuing. "The power of love was in all Christ's healing, and only by partaking of that love through faith can we be instruments for his work. If we neglect to link ourselves in divine connection with Christ, the current of life-giving energy cannot flow in rich streams from us to the people." Next slide, please.
Continuing,
There were places where the Savior himself could not do many mighty works because of their unbelief. So now unbelief separates the church from her divine helper. Her hold on eternal realities is weak. By her lack of faith, God is disappointed and robbed of his glory. Desire of Ages, page 825.
Sabbath blessings again, everyone. The Desire of Ages, page 825. It is in doing Christ's work that the church has the promise of his presence. Go teach all nations, he said, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. To take his yoke is one of the first conditions of receiving his power. The very life of the church depends upon her faithfulness in fulfilling the Lord's commission. To neglect this work is surely to invite spiritual feebleness and decay. Where there is no active labor for others, love wanes and faith grows dim. The Desire of Ages, page 825, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn our first scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, margin. This scripture is taken from Scripture Singer Song in the section Pillars of Our Faith in the Memory Verse CD.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28:19.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are still in the Desire of Ages. We are in page 825. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic to do so.
The Desire of Ages, page 825. Christ intends that his ministers shall be educators of the church in gospel work. They are to teach the people how to seek, save, and save the lost. But this work they are doing.
Alas.
How many are dwindling to fan the spark of life in a church that is ready to die? How many churches are tended like sick lambs by those who ought to be seeking for the lost sheep, and all the time millions upon millions without Christ are
perishing.
The Desire of Ages, page 805, paragraph
25,
paragraph 3.
Okay. And on the slide, there is a verse from Matthew 18, verse 14, King James Version. Read this one first.
Matthew 18, verse 14, King James Version. Even so, it is not the will of your Father, which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish. Do you love me? Feed my sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Divine love has been stirred to its unfathomable depths for the sake of men, and angels marvel to behold in the recipients of so great love a mere surface gratitude. Angels marvel at man's shallow appreciation of the love of God. Heaven stands indignant at the neglect shown to the souls of men. Would we know how Christ regards it? Desire of Ages, page 825. Next slide, please. Continuing, how would a father and mother feel did they know that their child, lost in the cold and in snow, had been passed by and left to perish by those who might have saved it? Would they not be terribly grieved, wildly indignant? Would they not denounce those murderers with wrath hot as their tears, intense as their love? The sufferings of every man are the sufferings of God's child. Next slide, please, and I'll bubble down.
Continuing, and those who reach out no helping hand to their perishing fellow beings provoke his righteousness anger. This is the wrath of the Lamb to those who claim fellowship with Jesus yet with Christ, yet have been indifferent to the needs of their fellow men. He will declare in the great judgment day, I know you not once ye are apart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. Luke 13, verse 27, Desire of Ages, page 825, paragraph 4.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn another beautiful song together. It is a song, it's entitled, Here I Am, A Call to Labor for Precious Soul. This is taken from the beautiful Christian folk song, Christian Folk Music, Memory Verse CD.
Lord, if you need them, take my feet. Let them go. So when you give them back, I'll know how to walk in the path of your feet. Lord, if you need them, take my hands. Let them reach out to touch a lonely man. Make them strong enough to bear his pain. So when you give them back again, I will understand the touch of your hand. Here I am, here I am, here I am. Lord, if you need it, here's heart, take it back to Gethsemane to start, then let it break with yours upon the cross. Let me feel your dreadful loss, let me feel the love in your heart. see the need for love and not despise. Let them cry the tears that stain your face, shed for those who fell from grace. Let me feel the love in your eyes. Here I am. Trembling hands. If it's just to hold a lonely soul, in your name, Lord, I will go. If you need me, Lord, here I am.
Amen. We are still in the Desire Ages, page 826. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Desire Ages, page 826. In the commission to his disciples, Christ not only outlined their work, but gave them their message. Teach the people, he said, to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. The disciples were to teach what Christ had taught, that which he had spoken not only in person, but through all the prophets and teachers of the Old Testament, is here included. Human teaching is shut out. Next slide, please. Oh, on the side it says, Ephesians 4:15. King James Version, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Continuing, there is no place for tradition, for man's theories and conclusions, or for church legislation. No laws ordained by ecclesiastical authority are included in the commission. None of these are Christ's servants to teach. The law and the prophets, with the record of his own words and deeds. I'll bubble down. Next slide, please.
I'll go ahead and read what it says on this slide. It says, however in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Mark chapter 7, verse 7, and also a verse taken from Matthew chapter 22, verse 40, King James Version. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Amen. And continuing on the next slide. Are the treasures committed to the disciples to be given to the world? Christ names his their watchword, their badge of distinction, their bond of union, the authority for their course of action, and the source of their success. Nothing that does not bear his superscription is to be recognized in his kingdom. The Desire of Ages, page 826, paragraph 1. And on the slide, it's a verse from Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, King James Version. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And also taken from Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20, King James Version. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Amen.
Amen. Let's learn our last scripture song, dear ones. And this is the repetitive of our theme for our part 6 from Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, with margin. This is taken from the Sunlight Sound Studio in the book Faith to Live By, memory verse song, year 3, quarter 3, with voice number 2. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have come to the end of our part 6 of our study. Please, dear one, sit with the children. This particular 6 was pretty heavy, and I pray by God's grace that the Holy Spirit will give you the wisdom to sit with your children that they could relate to this part 6. And there will be an update that I will send back because there was a repetitive of that loop at the section where we have all the scripture that was supposed to be Matthew, supposed to have the teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And that was from Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Praise the Lord that is in the song. I hope and pray everyone have a blessed Sabbath. But before we part, we will be reviewing this part 6 in our chapter entitled, Go Teach All Nations. If you have any question that needs to be reviewed or even research, you could send it before Thursday. Otherwise, you could keep it when we get together. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Have a blessings, everyone. If we could bow our heads and our hearts and come humbly before our Godhead. Righteous and Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to meet once more your blessed Sabbath day. Lord Jesus, we ask for your divine intervention in all things as you have been doing on our behalf. I pray, dear Father God, that you forgive us for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings. I thank you for the lessons that has been wrought thus far, from the Spanish Sabbath lesson to this one, and we pray that you send your heavenly angels to encamp about us, dear Father God, wherever we may be, that we may continue to behold wondrous things out of thy law. Please open up our understanding. Please open up our mind, our hearts, dear Father. Let the words of truth and inspiration be planted deeply in our heart soils, dear Father, on goodly heart soil, dear Father, that they may be able to manifest good fruits, dear Father. Lord Jesus, we thank you and we love you in all things. Please be with those that are sick and afflicted, those that are going through any type of maladies, those that are in intensive care, those that are dealing with anything today, dear Father, that keeps them bogged. Please, Lord, I pray, elevate their spirits, dear Father God, I pray, only as you are able to. You see the beginning from the end in all things. You have a cure for all things. And we hold on to thee in all things, dear Father, that you may see us through, not in our own strength and not leaning on our own understanding, but by your grace and mercy. We thank you and we love you, Heavenly Father. In no other name than Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer, please be with the speaker and the upcoming services, dear Father God. And may we be blessed tremendously according to your perfect will. In no other name than Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer, once more. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Thank you, dear sister. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, it will be August the 9th, 2025. We will have our review for Chapter 86, Go Teach All Nations, Part 6, of our Lesson 440. Welcome to all the precious family that are coming in. We will leave a scripture and also a quote from our study book, but this one is in page 297. Paragraph 1. The scripture is taken from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 7, and it reads, "But we have this treasure in earthly vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." And from the quote, "He who called the fishermen of Galilee is still calling men to his service, and he is just as willing to manifest his power through us as through the first disciples. However imperfect and sinful we may be, the Lord holds out to us the offer of partnership with himself, of apprenticeship to Christ. He invites us to come under the divine instruction that, uniting with Christ, we may work the work of God." May you all have a wonderful, blessed Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless.